Hello, listeners. This is Darren, and welcome to another episode of The Criterionist, a look at the Criterion Collection one spine number at a time. This is episode 42, so we're going to talk about spine number 42, and that is the television program Fishing with John. So just so you know, I'm going to spoil this very short-lived television program. In any other movie in the collection, so just be warned, proceed with caution. Let's get into this TV show. This is the first non-movie, I guess, in the collection. This is just a 6-episode series called Fishing with John, starring John Lurie, a musician slash actor. And he, I guess essentially, he invites friends to go fishing with him in various different kind of fishing situations. It's very strange, very weird, very good. I enjoyed myself quite a bit watching these 6 episodes. I guess I'll just explain it episode by episode since there's only 6. So the first one, John takes director Jim Jarmusch, who has some films in the collection. After this, he takes him fishing, and, it's a very strange TV show. They just fish, a lot of sitting around and talking. You're not really sure if it's scripted or not. It kind of seems like it's not at some points, and then definitely is at others. In this one, they go, fishing for a shark, and I think they get one, technically, but I don't know if it's real or not, but it's supposed to be real. Well, they get one. I guess I'll talk about the intro song now, since the theme song, I guess, to this TV show. It's very strange and very mellow and almost creepy, and it's like, fishing with John, and just, like, weird images, and it's very... The music is haunting, almost. Very, very weird. I guess I'll talk about what I like in this episode. Jarmusch doesn't really seem excited to go. That's kind of a theme for most of the people, except maybe the last two. But yeah, then they're trying to fish... try new fishing techniques. So Jim Jarmusch is holding cheese out to the water, and John has a gun, and he's going to, like, shoot the cheese. That scene never does anything, but it's such a weird image of Jim Jarmusch holding, like, a giant chunk of cheese, Swiss cheese, and then John, like, no, hold it closer to the water, and then Jim's, like, kind of reluctant. Little things in every episode. Their fisherman that's helping them in this episode has a white t-shirt with just a big red, fake red, like, bite mark. And it's like a shark bit into the side of him. I feel like from watching the whole series, John, like, made that him put that on because it's just so tongue-in-cheek and a dark shirt. Like, oh, we could die doing this. Yeah, I guess then they release the shark. They never really bring fish in and eat them. I know a shark is a big thing to bring in, but yeah, they release it at the end. It's very strange. Episode 2. Tom Waits, the musician. The narrator is the best character in this series. He has great one-liners. He is usually narrating about nothing. Sometimes he gives us information of what's going on, but what he's saying doesn't make any sense to the story, and just doesn't matter at all, and that's perfect. In this one, Tom Waits and John are rowing down a river, and the first line the narrator says is, having destroyed their car... Tom and John make their way down the river, and it's just like, wait, what? How did they destroy their car? That's such a weird, that's just a weird start to the show. In this episode, Tom hates fishing. He hates it. They go back home, back inland, I mean, to land, and they play a card game. He's better. He goes out and he kind of enjoys it. They come back and he says, no, seriously, I hated that. I don't know. It's very, very strange. That one's frustrating because Tom Waits just hates fishing. again, this is a very funny show, very, very experimental. It's filmed like Man vs. Wild or Survivor Man, kind of, or Deadliest Catch, except they're just fishing, and there's a scripted danger, but scripted on purpose, like, to be weird, especially in the next one with Matt Dillon. But first, there's this crazy plane ride, and that's how the episode begins. Matt Dillon just super worried about this crazy plane ride he's going on. They do a fish dance. Then they sit in this long boat and just talk and catch nothing. And, like, the fish dance didn't work. Again, one of my favorite narrated lines, Matt Dillon, narrator lines, Matt Dillon and John are talking about, talking about Gunsmoke and how it was on for like 20 years and he was like named after someone in Gunsmoke but not on purpose. And then it's just this long, weird, useless discussion. And then they stop and the narrator says, Gunsmoke was one of my favorite programs. And it's just like, wait, why? Who cares? Then they first meet this guy who's, the narrator says, can turn into a bird, or claims he can. So they are not catching fish. The Birdman, not the film, but this guy who could turn into a bird, like, appears on the boat magically and says that the narrator says he lets them catch all these fish, which they happen to catch right after he arrives. It's very strange. And then the fourth episode, is my favorite. It's Willem Dafoe, who him and John go ice fishing, which is great. The unreliable drill, as the narrator says, they use to drill the holes. Willem Dafoe is like having the best time. He's such a fun presence in this episode, and they are so cold. And like Willem Dafoe's joking about sharing sleeping bags. And John's like, no, I don't really want to do that. They don't catch anything. They're starving. They get really cold. It gets more and more depressing throughout the episode. And then that episode ends with the narrator saying, on like January 21st, John and Willem Dafoe died of starvation. Which is just a funny way. That's how the episode ends, and I laughed out loud for a long time after watching that. Then number 5 and 6 is both Dennis Hopper. That again, the narrator is so good. He gets more and more sarcastic and apathetic about narrating the show, and more just being a goofball, I guess. I don't know, just being a jerk. So Dennis Hopper is going to go search for the giant squid. He arrives from the airplane, and then the camera shows John. John is alive, and he's holding a sign that says Mr. Hooper and Mr. Hopper. Yeah, Dennis Hopper, Mr. Hopper, and he says, oh my gosh, I was wrong. John is alive. Just again, another funny thing. This two episodes are weird. Dennis Hopper is a weird character anyway, so he's just got more material. I think that's why he gets two. But they're searching for the giant squid, which they search for it a long time. I think they say they find it. And then the narrator goes, hey, so a moment of truth, the giant squid may not exist. So he's just like, hey, I know I've been screwing around for these last few episodes, but seriously, this thing might not even exist. Again, very funny, very weird. That's it for the show. I guess I'll talk about some themes. It's kind of like male friendship. Matt Dillon and John don't talk much. They talk very little. The narrator even says so. Sometimes fishermen don't have much words to say to each other, but they're still bonding by fishing. Tom Waits is just an angry friend. He's selfish. He doesn't want to do this. Jim Jarmusch seems to be doing it just as a favor, like, okay, you want to do this? I'll do this with you because we're friends. And then Willem Dafoe is just having a great time because he's with his friend John. So it's kind of just about male friendship. Sometimes they don't talk. Sometimes they're mad at each other. Sometimes they laugh with each other. And then sometimes your friend is Dennis Hopper, and he is just the weirdest guy. But so are you. So is John. And it really is, I don't know, just about that in the theme department. I guess I'll go into what I thought about it. Again, I've been saying it for the last 10 minutes. This episode, this TV show is great. I'm not sure why Criterion put a TV show out, but of course this is weird. This is very good, very entertaining, and I feel like it's underseen. I've never heard of it until the Criterion Collection. Other people may have heard of it. I don't know. But yeah, the Criterion Collection, its goal seems to be underseen films. Release those as well as, you know, some Armageddons and Seven Samurais. Just release quality versions of the classics. Armageddon's not a classic, but still, it put out a quality version, and then put out unknown, unseen stuff, just like Fishing with John. But yeah, weird that it's a TV show. I'm glad I watched it. It's all of it is fantastic. The theme song, the weird. There's lots of weird songs thrown in every once in a while. The dark, odd humor of Willem Dafoe and John like dying, or the bird, the guy who can turn into a bird, or appearing on the boat, and then Dennis Hopper and John, who may have may not have been hypnotized by a squid, just very odd humor, very weird. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I expect I'll be returning to it sooner or later. I don't know the history of this, if this was wanted a second season. I know it like appeared on IFC or in the Bravo network back in the 90s. This says 1992 on my paper here, but like the internet says 1998, and then other sources say 91. I'm very confused on which one's really it. I think it's 91 when it was filmed, at least. But definitely a work of art. Very interesting. Yeah, I think that's all I have to say on Fishing with John. Go watch it. It's very enjoyable, very funny. Yeah, so just go. It's on Hulu. And then you could probably get it at your library. I know I can. Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter at the Criterionist. Read my movie review blog, schmuckforlife.wordpress.com. Doing Film Franchise Fridays with James Bond on Friday the 13th, and I'm reviewing films from 1978. So yeah, do that. And yeah, listen to my other podcast, The Rosebuds. I co-host that with my friend Andrew. Don't know what episode's going to be up. I'm recording this in advance. So, yeah, just go check out The Rosebuds on iTunes. Go check out this on iTunes. Subscribe and leave me a review if you want. And if you don't. I appreciate you for listening anyway. Yeah, thank you for listening, and have a good rest of your day.